Welcome to the party, pal. Welcome to How Do We Human. This is the podcast where we talk about all the weird and uncomfortable micro moments in life. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Binning.
And I'm one of your hosts, Evan Cox, and I'm one of the pals being welcome to the party. I hope.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I got an invitation. So. I hope you guys are welcoming me to your party. today we're going to be talking about bachelor parties, because maybe one just happened.
It's possible.
We'll find out. And hey, we would also love to talk about bachelorette parties, but nobody responded to our Instagram story with stuff for us to talk about.
I was going to say, we've never been invited.
Well, that's true. We've never been welcomed to a bachelorette party, which I think is illegal.
Sexist.
Anyway, yeah, that's a crime. And
is that the
everyone should be in jail, except for us.
That's the hill I want to die on.
Yeah. But first, look, we've got to talk about each other first, Evan.
We simply must.
Before we talk about bachelor parties, I want to know how you doing.
Ooh. All right. I did just get, and I want to, I got a little, like, I guess childhood existential crisis returning that I want to impose onto everyone else. I had the thought because you invited me. Well, you didn't invite me, but you just said you invited bros to the party, which I assumed was me. And then it occurred to me, like, if I really stopped and thinked about it, I wonder if I could actually get the number of how many parties I've been invited to in my life. And that's
just parties in general, not like specifically bachelor parties.
No, or okay. No. That feels like that would be a horrific number for everyone to know. Like, that's the new MySpace top 8. Your number of parties you've been invited to in your life. Terrible. Yeah. Terrible, scary thought, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to get that number. I don't know how many parties I've been invited to. Not a whole lot. But one party I get invited to often is being made to feel like an asshole parties. This story very well mirrors my CVS experience I talked about, where I was just, people were rude to me for not really any reason. There was a situation. My girlfriend's parents lost their dog, RIP, Calvin. Loved that pup. And we're looking at maybe fostering a dog, as you do in these situations. You go, maybe we'll foster, with the idea of maybe we foster fail and we love this dog. And that happened as they were just popping around some shelters. And they went to a shelter and they found this dog and they just fell in love with this dog. And, you know, it's like, still might be a foster, but they love this dog. And it was a situation where that shelter happens to be a kill shelter. It's like, okay, well, let's get this dog out of there.
Yeah.
Something happened where neither of them were able to go and get that dog. And it could have waited. But the request came to us. Would you be willing to drive? It was in Riverside. So that was like far away, farther away for them than it was for us. Would one of you, we talked to them. They said one of you could go and take care of this. Would you be willing to? Jocelyn had been up super late the night before working. And I was like, I don't want that on me of, oops, we killed the dog because it didn't go help. It didn't feel like a forced thing or anything, but I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have to do that. So I drive to Riverside and I'm talking to them on the phone on the way. It's a long, hour drive or so. And I walk in confidently and I just go, hey, you know, not doxing people's names here, XYZ, should have called you guys and let you know that I'd be stopping by. I'm here to formally adopt dog, whatever them, they have numbers, they don't have names because mostly they're strays. And they look at me like, what are you talking about?
That dog's been dead for 30 years.
Ghost dog. So I go, did nobody call? You didn't get it? No. No. Okay. Well, they want to adopt this dog. They're not able to come in. We talked to someone and they said that I'd be able to sign all the papers for them and get this dog adopted under my name, and then they'll pick him up tomorrow. They're like, so you're not going to be adopting the dog? I'm going to be formally adopting the dog. They will be picking it up tomorrow. It'll be under my name, but we've got this taken care of. Can we find the person they talked to? If you're going to do that, you have to, like, type. Let me look up that dog. Yeah, there's nothing. Nobody's talked to anybody. There's nothing here. Like, they're just treating me as if my, like, oh, yep, I was here to steal the dog. You're right. I Cruella DeVille'd this situation, and I'm after his fur. I'm here trying to help. I'm trying to adopt a dog. Get off my fucking ass. But they did not. And it just felt so much like the CVS situation. I'm like, is it me? Do I walk into a room with a major fucking attitude and everyone is mad? Because then they spoke to someone else and they're like, okay, yeah, Jamie took care of all of it all. Cool. Worth getting fucking mad at me before you talk to Jamie. God forbid we bring Jamie into the situation. Anyway, it all went well after that point. The dog is at their house. Technically, it is my dog, and I'm going to hold that over them forever.
As you should.
But he's a big sweetie, and I love him. He doesn't have a name yet. They're working on it.
I think Big Sweetie's a good name.
Ooh, and I see. Yeah, he's a big ass dog, so I'm pitching names like Tiny and shit like that because I think that's always fun. Just call a giant dog Tiny. It's cute. Toonie, little loony. Yeah. Chris.
Yes.
If I had to name you, it would be Little Loony. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got an email.
You don't like your new name?
From the building manager yesterday.
Yeah.
And so we have a dumpster, and that was all we had for a long time. Just trash, recycling, whatever. I've we only have this dumpster. And then they recently got like two regular sized garbage cans and put them next to the dumpster.
Okay.
One, as this email explains, one is a recycling container for such things as metal, paper, glass, and plastic. The other is for organic waste such as food scrapes, as it is now illegal to dispose of food waste in the trash.
Yes.
It must now be disposed of in the organic waste container. Please divide your trash accordingly. I mean, I haven't looked into the legality of of this stuff, but that feels like perhaps not over exaggeration, but a thing where the result of political fear mongering.
Yeah.
Of like, it's illegal. Oh, what's next? Now you're going to get arrested if there's pizza in the garbage. Like, but this isn't even the part of this email that I want to talk about.
Oh boy.
Because now the trash, it's all like in the back of our building.
Yeah.
And, you know, the trash company used to just come over, pick it up, and then keep going. But
that's what I like.
But now the trash company will not pick up the trash containers from the back of the property, but only from the front of the property.
Fuck.
And so he ends this email with, "I was wondering if you would be willing to move the trash cans in and out each week."
No thanks.
Exactly. It's
like, because it's not your trash strictly, right? There's
no, it's every, it's the communal trash. And yeah, so I mean, I think fuck this that email went to everybody in the building, but I mean, the dumpsters and the trash cans are closest to our garage, so I mean, it's like, is he just asking us? I don't know, but it feels like if I'm going to do this extra work that I have to be on top of for the entire building, like, you either got to knock off some rent or you got to, like, pay me. Or, like, it feels strange to me.
Any situation where the landlord's asking you to do shit that's not in your lease.
Right.
<It's> like,
yeah.
Add it to the lease and give me cheaper rent. Yeah, I don't think that's crazy to ask for. Fuck that.
Yeah. We'll see if he follows up on it at all, or if somebody else volunteers or is like, I'll do it, but for less rent or whatever. And, like, yeah, they negotiate something, whatever. But I'm not going to come at him with that immediately of, like, I'll do it for cheaper rent.
I lived in a, I almost said I lived in a tripod.
Huh.
I lived airy in a triplex for 1 year with a couple of friends, all in the same thing. Not, we each owned a right place, but each one had their own trash. So it was okay my job to take yeah the trash out every Wednesday. It sucks, and sometimes yeah you forget, and then there's too much trash in the bin, and you don't want to be a part of that if that wasn't already, again, if it wasn't in the lease. Not yeah my fucking problem.
Exactly, bro.
And yeah, the composting thing's wild. There was a law passed like a year ago, and it's been enforced nowhere.
Yeah.
And instead of just doing like a big push, like the city puts some money into getting the word out and going like, hey, like, you give trash, give a little compost bin to everybody. How much could that cost? And just try to recommend people do it. No, it's a law. No one will enforce it, but it's the law.
Yeah.
So I moved away to where it's not a law. I don't know. Shit's weird.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, you know, every so often you hear people around in Los Angeles that are just like, oh, I can't believe the way this city's being run. It's so ridiculous. I've lived here for decades and I'm going to continue to live here, but for some reason I need to constantly complain about other cities being run and how it's better other places, but not move to those other places. But this is like, if this is true, right, then it would be one of those first instances of like, yeah, this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I will throw out that trash 100%, that's an episode I could talk all day about. Trash,
absolutely,
let's fucking go.
But you know, before we get into our main topic today, I believe we have a follow-up. I don't know if you still have
certainly
it pulled up on your computer there, Evan, but we do have a follow-up to Looney Tunes that fashion from a listener who has sent us a real shirt that he found in his home.
Wonderfully baffling. Yeah, he found it in his home, which is so much better. This is from a super listener, Jordan Parker. He says, thought you guys needed to see this baffling shirt that showed up in my son's closet. Maybe a gift from grandma? He loves Harry Potter, but I don't think he even knows who these characters are. Also, keep up the amazing podcast. Hey, we appreciate you. Here we are.
Yeah, so this is a shirt with Bugs Bunny, Lola Bunny, the Roadrunner, and Sylvester around the Hogwarts crest from Harry Potter, featuring the four houses of the school, with the words, "I'd rather be at Hogwarts."
This is beyond anything we talked about. This makes no sense.
So Harry Potter, the films, and obviously the Looney Tunes, are both under the Warner Brothers umbrella or catalog. So at least that, from strictly that point, it makes sense how they are both on this shirt. It doesn't explain why they're all on this shirt, because I mean, this is truly baffling. Also, like, I thought maybe it'd be theme park merchandise, but the Looney Tunes are Six Flags and Harry Potter's Universal, so that That's it wouldn't right. be at the same theme park. It's just a truly bizarre shirt.
Definitely a case of one of these things is not licensed. Either Looney Tunes or Hogwarts, and a general, I don't even think that is that the actual crest? At Hogwarts? Those look different to me.
It's close enough to where I can't say for sure. I do want to address, though, the houses for these characters, because I don't know.
Oh, I didn't even think about. Ooh, yeah. What?
I don't know. You know, like, so Bugs is associated with Gryffindor.
Main character syndrome.
Makes main character syndrome. Exactly. It makes enough sense. I see how you got there.
Yeah.
Lola Bunny and Ravenclaw. I don't know about that. Roadrunner and Hufflepuff. I don't know about that.
But here we
Sylvester
go.
And Slytherin. Maybe. I would think that Daffy would be a stronger
totally
Slytherin
yeah.
representative, but Sylvester's not a terrible choice. But it is just a strange mix in here of
I love
of who's of everything going on.
And also the word Hogwarts, it's two letters in colors for each house.
Yes.
I don't know. But I'd also rather be at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
So
it is a baffling shirt. Thank you so much for sending that to us, Jordan. Because
these are the things we need to see.
Exactly. Evan wants to see bidets, and I want to see insane cartoon merchandise. But speaking of insane, is it time to talk about bachelor parties?
Oh, we got nuts.
But yeah, I mean, the whole reason that we're talking about this topic today is because we recently had my bachelor party.
Boom.
So Evan and I were together for
ever
the most extended time since the pandemic, certainly.
Yeah.
Maybe ever.
But
anyway.
Maybe the most time we've ever spent together. I mentioned it at the bachelor party, where it is it's weird because for other people that are more social or extroverted, it's like the bachelor party is that last hurrah. But this kind of felt like, yeah, we don't do that. We've never had a sleepover before.
Yeah, I remember you that quote as well, because I think it did perfectly like sum it up of like a lot of people seem to view the bachelor party or bachelorette party as like, you gotta go nuts because you'll never get to have fun again.
She's never gonna let you out of the house.
and for us, it was like, what a nice excuse to spend a weekend with my friends.
I mean, hey, I don't know where you want to start. I can start by saying, you know, hi. It hasn't been said on the podcast. I don't know if you don't want people to know that I am the best man. Very best man. And the big job, outside of like writing a speech and shit, the big job of the best man is to plan a bachelor party. I've been a best man once before, but I did not give a speech or plan a bachelor party. That wasn't a wish of the groom.
Okay.
So this was, I don't know, it's a lot of pressure. And
yeah,
at the end, we ran into a bunch of roadblocks, mostly weather related, yes. Where the original general plan, like you'd thrown out the Channel Islands, like, let's go somewhere, let's do some kayaking. And then we kind of realized, like, it's March, it might be really fucking cold.
Yeah.
I'd thrown out coming out to my place in the mountains as a, like, cheaper, easier option. And we ended up doing that. But lo and behold, we were also at the whim of the weather at every waking moment. It snowed the second you guys got here. It started dumping snow, quite a lot of snow.
And, yeah, several hours after that, we were getting hailed on. It was,
yeah. yeah. And then the next day, sunny and gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think just my general thought to throw out to you is, like, it felt like a lot of pressure to plan, and then life has its little way of not mm-hmm. actually letting me plan very much of anything. But I bought you Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, I'm such a, like,
you're easygoing.
Yeah. I really don't need much to be entertained. So it did kind of work out just fine. I also felt the pressure of, like, oh, it does need to be this big,
sure,
extravagant thing, like, big party, but I don't really like to party. Yeah. So it's like, it was kind of a weird, like, how do I
let come loose? Up with.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we found a nice, a happy place. It was just over a 2-day period you guys were up here. You, former guest Wes Selby, and your brother.
Yep.
And you guys were all here for 2 days and one night we sleepover. And I like, truly major sleepover vibes. It made me really happy. Each day we had, like, an activity, a thing we went out and did. But after that, we came home and just played Switch and ate candy and chips.
It's great.
Mario Party, Mario Kart, Super Smash Brothers. And I felt like I was in, like, elementary school again, hanging out with my friends.
Delightful.
It was so much fun. So, yeah. I guess the big question to you then is, and it sounds like you've said it, but did you had as much fun as I did? Because I had a lot of fun.
I did have a lot of fun.
The concern is, like, I hope I didn't just, like, throw a party for myself.
Totally, yeah. You know? And that was even, like, that was even my concern too, originally, as you and I were discussing plans of, like, is this going to be only fun for me and everybody else is just, like,
sure,
going along with it because they have to? Like, I don't want that either. So, right. But I did have a good time. I believe all four of us had a good time.
I'd like to think so.
How many bachelor parties have you gone to in your life, Evan?
That would be number 3. I've been to 3 bachelor parties.
This was number 2 for me.
The other two, I was a groomsman. I wasn't a groomsman at one of them. I was just a wedding attendee. So I went to a bachelor party as a friend, a groomsman, and now a best man.
Okay. I have gone as a friend as well. and then as the groom, the titular bachelor,
ultimate invite.
Absolutely. How have past bachelor parties been? Have they been the wild and crazy times that, societally it seems is the general idea of what one would be, or are you not someone who would associate with these wild and crazy times, so you've never experienced it?
So I'd say a little bit of both. The previous most recent bachelor party I went to was my brother-in-law's, when he was marrying my sister, believe it or not.
Interesting.
And I was like, you know what? I kind of just want to be brother-in-law. Let's keep my sister out of this, and let's keep this relationship clean. I don't understand what that means. And that ended up being very fun, but that was one of the, I was just talking to my sister about this, like, it's a, actually both of these, well, no, that's a better example. Scratch that, reverse it.
Oh, he's back, baby.
The real Wonka. Wonka's bald, baby. You know, you have that fucking hair. We never said anything about hair. Wonka wears a hat. A situation where obviously I knew and still know my brother-in-law.
Good.
But I had met one other person there. I think there were five other people there, and a couple other people showed up and left just like for one event or something. And I didn't know anyone else at all. And that, as an introverted person, like, you've now seen, like, the ultimate of that dichotomy? Sure. At your party, where it's like, I'm in my house, and these are people I know.
Yeah,
and
this is like, my house.
And I'm having fun, and I can be pretty loud.
Yeah.
But that's a situation where I'm just like, when I don't know anybody.
Totally.
And it ended up being a lot of fun, but that for the most part was pretty laid back. We did drink, but he's a big foodie, and we all pitched in for a private chef to come in and make us a little I forget, 10 course meal, maybe, I don't know, a lot of courses, baby. But, you know, each one a tiny little plate. But it was awesome, and I never stopped talking about how we went out and did the archery dodgeball, because they're all dodgeball players. So that was fun. Nothing crazy. I've never at a bachelor party been to like a strip club, but the closer of two, and I, as a super introverted person, pat myself on the back for this, and then I'll pass the baton to you.
Yeah.
The first bachelor party I'd been invited to, it was as a friend, and it's my I guess I don't need to name names. I want them names. I'm not giving away what we did at the bachelor parties. People can put it together though if they know me. Sorry. But it was a good friend of mine who I'd known for a long, long, long time, and he went to college and played football and made a bunch of football friends. So I get along with football people often, but not always.
Sure.
And so basically it's like, I've known this person forever, but this is a whole new crowd of people I don't know, but they love my friend, so I'm sure they're great. And there were supposed to be more people there I knew, but they couldn't make it. So it was just him and his brother, who I know, and then like seven other people. Like, it was a big group. And similar to ours, we pitched in and rented out a cabin, like an Airbnb cabin, kind of out in the middle, or no, it was out by Leavenworth, because we went around Leavenworth, which is lovely. So I got there, I got lost. I was getting there off of work, so it was like nighttime, it was dark, it truly was in the middle of nowhere, and I could not find my way there. So I'm calling on the phone, I end up having to talk to someone I've never met before, giving me instructions how to get there, and of course I'm hearing that as, you idiot, because right. I've never met this person before. I get there, I open the door, everyone's like, hey, I hug the people I know, and almost everyone has stripped down to their underwear and they're drinking and playing Mario Kart. And
okay,
this is an intense way to meet a bunch of strangers.
Yeah.
And my reaction was to shotgun a beer and take my clothes off. And I was immediately welcomed into the fold, and everything went well. It was a very out of character choice. I kept my underwear on. I didn't. Don't worry. But I felt the vibe of the party. I felt that I didn't fit the vibe of the party, and then I joined the party. So it was all in one house. We didn't go to like a strip club or anything similar to ours. Cabin, Mario Kart.
Well, yeah. I mean, you guys were the strippers. It sounds
we were
like
the strippers. But it was a bold choice that paid off in the end, and a bunch of lovely people.
Yeah. Nice.
Have you been to a party hardy bachelor party?
The only other bachelor party I've been to, this was like almost, it was probably 8 years ago, maybe. Damn. At this point. But we just went to this place in Phoenix called like Main Event, which is just like, they have bowling and like billiards and like arcade games. I think there's like a swinging like rope obstacle course thing up above in the rafters.
Sweet.
And then, you know, a big bar element of it as well. But that was, you know, that also kind of, it was a friend from high school / college, so it definitely had like the high school college vibe get together, which is totally fine. That's what I'm good with that.
Absolutely.
But also was not like the, that, because that was my first bachelor party, and every other experience with bachelor parties has been movies and TV shows.
Which heightens some aspects.
Absolutely. But that was, so I didn't know what to expect, or I guess I thought I knew what to expect. And then it was like, no, we're all just going to hang out and play games.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I love that.
Yeah. Love it. As the greatest invite, that being the groom at a bachelor party is, there are many people, especially at work, because that's where I talk to the most amount of people.
Yeah.
But many coworkers have their ideas for what they hope and expect you will be doing.
Yes.
And, I mean, I don't, it is like a weird thing where like it seems like you should know me and my personality enough right. to know that the two things you want me to be doing I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
Because there was definitely people were like, what do you mean you didn't get blackout drunk?
I just didn't
want to. Yeah, that doesn't sound fun to me.
Yeah.
And then the other was, you know, one of the coworkers was like, oh man, this is before the weekend happened, and was like, oh man, you're going to have the strippers show up. And somebody else was like, what? The shrimpers. And then we all had a good laugh because there was a misunderstanding.
Love a good misunderstanding.
And then we got back to, I thought we had moved on and just enjoyed the idea of like shrimp fishermen showing up to the bachelor party. But then, you know, ended up having to talk about it a little bit more. But the coworker who misheard the word as shrimpers was then telling me about a bachelorette party that she had gone to. Where, like, they used some, like, service that, from the sound of it, was like Tinder, essentially. Where it's just like a bunch of strippers who can show up to your event and you're just swiping through to see who you want to see show up.
Oh,
and so
brothel.
Yeah. It. And so they eventually, for the bride, they find a guy that they're like, this sounds good to us. My coworker was like, it wasn't a good choice because like knowing the bride, this was not like her type, you know.
Yeah.
You would think that that would be more what you would want to
consider
instead of just picking some guy. But then the guy shows up and it's like a catfish situation almost.
Oh, no.
From the sound of it, where like he's maybe 10, 15, possibly 20 years older than the photo that's on the thing, is not in as good of shape as his photo. And then, you know, then gives the private dance to the bride. But just like, what a, that seems so awkward for everyone. Like the bride, the people that picked that person, and even that guy, it seems like it'd be a little awkward because you'd have to imagine everybody's like, are you sure? Are you sure that, are you filling in for somebody?
It's like,
did our guy get sick? What is this?
It's like when people use like older photos or fake photos, which I didn't even consider that. People are going to start using AI photos for dating apps.
I didn't consider that either. If you use, absolutely they are.
Yeah, it's like submit your photo and be like, make me look pretty. But like that... I've never been that person, but someone who is willing to use like a 10, not a 10 year old, but 10 years older photo of themselves. And then they show up and it's like, ooh, it's awkward because they know that's not what I look like. So it's like that vibe, except you're getting naked for one person and everyone's asking that question. Like, ooh, how old is that photo? That sucks. Yeah. I hate that. He better make a lot of money doing these lies.
That's true. Hey, man, if you're going to lie to everyone, you have to be making a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
In order for this podcast to condone it.
Shkreli are out. What's a little prison time between friends? I don't know. Fuck that guy. Anyways, it does make me wonder, like, I'd be curious to know, I guess we gotta talk to some strippers. Bachelor Party Part 2, let's go talk to some strippers. I want, like, how common is it? Is it still crazy common? Like, endless bachelor parties coming through strip clubs?
That's what
I don't know.
Was curious about also, and I mean, I don't really know how to do the research on that, but it also, the problem is, like, the impression that I've gotten before is that oftentimes for both bachelor and bachelorette parties, the groom or the bride are like, hey, I don't want any sort of like
shenanigans,
a stripper or shenanigans. Yeah. It's the like rest of the group planning it that's like, but we do.
Yeah.
Or just the idea that's like, but that's what you do. That's the way it is. So we have to get you something.
Change. Yeah, like that's the tradition. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if it is I think a lot of people just saw it in movies and then went, that is the tradition. Like, obviously a lot of people do. That doesn't make it tradition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's bad.
It is. I think that I do feel like, though, our generations and the generations after us, I think it is. I think it's a tradition
inspired by us.
Yeah. I think the quote unquote tradition is dying off.
Yeah.
Not that it's like ever going to disappear or be gone, but I do think that it's not as popular as it was in like the 80s or 90s as an example of just a period of time.
And like I know a lot of women who love going to like a strip club with their male friends and female friends, and that vibe, I'm like, I get that. That seems fun. It's just like, this means we're all just hanging out. We're having a drink. We might chat with the stripper, throw some money at them. It's a kitschy way to have fun. But as soon as it's like, oh, bachelor party, you're about to get married. Us and all the bros are going to get together and go to a strip club. It saps all the fun out of it. This is like, no, this is now a horny event. And that's my cross to bear. I'm uncomfortable being horny around men. And that's my cross to bear, like Jesus.
Yep. Exactly like that.
Oh, this is where this podcast was leading all this time.
Anyway, have you seen, there's this wild commercial that in the break room at work, there's another coworker and I who will enjoy watching game shows together.
Love
because
that.
We're both relatively good at them. Except for this one game. This I don't know what channel it's on, but the game is called Person, Place, or Thing.
Interesting.
And
never heard of it.
And this coworker does enjoy that game show.
Yeah.
I think that it's way too difficult. But anyway,
I'm listening.
It's only, I bring it up because it's only during this game show that I've seen this commercial. And I wonder, I probably can't just bring it up and play the commercial, but it's basically like
maybe
a lot of commercials, a very on ominous, YouTube. Like deep Southern gentleman drawl voiceover. That's like, I won't be able to do the voice justice, but I'll try. But it's basically like, when you die, are you going to heaven? You can find out for sure.
Ooh.
Go to heavenornot.net. This is insane.
Have you been to this website?
No, I haven't. I'm
curious.
I mean, it feels like...
inspire confidence.
Exactly. It feels like a scam of like, send us a bunch of money. And if the check clears, maybe we'll tell you that you are or aren't, but you could if you send us more money. That's the vibe I get.
This is,
but it, the like the commercial is everybody that in the break room that's seen it is like, the hell is this? It elicits the same disgusted reaction every time.
This website is insane.
Can you screen share?
Oh, of course. Yeah. This feels important and relevant to bachelor parties. Share. Okay. I don't know. Do I just read the... It's a long... I could start it out. For you to know for sure when you die, if you are going to heaven or not, this is what you need to understand. All of these are separated by three ellipses. God is, and he is the creator of everything, including all mankind. Many scientists, bold, today acknowledge that, quote-unquote, everything began all at once, ... with the, quote-unquote, Big Bang! This is bold, what the Bible says! That's the general vibe. You can go to the site and read the whole thing for yourself, and it goes on and on and on, a lot of scripture, on and on and on, and then just says, God will keep his word, forgive your sins, give you eternal life, and confirm your place in heaven. And there are two options. Yes, I prayed. No, I still have questions. So I think that's how it tells if you're going to heaven or not.
click yes, I prayed. I just want to see if it takes us to an enter your credit card information.
Ah, here we go. It's a contact form.
Okay.
Want to help you grow in your journey with Jesus.
Select decision. What decision is there?
Fill out our...
Yes, I'd like to go to there. Or, nah.
I'm not sure.
Send me to the pits of hell.
Christian - grow in my faith. fill out our form below and someone will be in contact with you shortly to guide you and pray with you.
Okay.
That's
send the contact and then maybe they have you pay. But I just... It seems impossible for this to be a free service.
Yeah, I don't trust it. Anyways, I'm not going to read a privacy policy and terms and conditions on the podcast.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You see why that might be relevant.
Yes. To go back to your cross to bear, we talked, funnily enough, like two or three episodes ago about... how neither one of us really wants to be with the bros at a strip club.
Yes.
I feel like I would either be, you know, as the kids say nowadays, nonverbal if I were in that situation.
Sure.
Or I'd be asking like too many questions from like,
are you cold?
I do think I'd probably ask if you're cold. But I think, like, I think more what I would, I'd be, like, conducting, like, an Ask Reddit thread, you know
sure.
what I mean? Of, like, what's the weirdest thing that's happened to you in this job? Or like things like that, that like, because I use so many of those threads as like writing inspiration, totally. I feel like I'd be there doing research and yeah. not like, and would probably become, I like to think in my mind that all of the workers there would be like, wow, this is so great.
We
taking
love
such
guy.
An interest.
Lap
but I know in my exactly. And I know in my heart of hearts that it would be like, this guy's fucking annoying. Stop asking questions and just give me money.
Look at my butt.
Yeah. I don't know if you find this as curious as I do, Evan, but
George,
across the pond, these are of course not referred to as bachelor or bachelorette yes. parties.
Stag party
and then the bachelorette version is like a hen party, I think.
That sounds familiar.
And I wanted Here. To see if I could find out why they're called that. And I couldn't really, but
there's very little reason for why the English do anything. Any of the shit they say.
It's basically that like stag was a term to denote the male of any species, even though we really only associate it with like deer.
Yeah.
However, in these articles where I've been trying to find out, you know, where this came from, they all tie the very first stag party
Ooh.
To be held in the fifth century in Sparta.
Holy shit.
Where a pre-marriage feast was held in order to toast the groom to be.
Wow.
And then on the other hand, hen parties have their roots in more, of the North African, Middle Eastern, and Asian lifestyles.
Interesting.
This is because the authentic phrase from which hens get together is believed to be henna, which is a wedding custom in all these cultures. Hen has significant importance in the East and is considered to have tendencies to be capable of purifying the bride and hold her risk-free from evil.
Fascinating. So...
So I couldn't find out exactly why they're called that, but there you have it. In Australia, they're called buck parties Ooh. Instead of stag parties.
Interesting. That is fascinating. I did not know that. I don't know what to do with the information, but, wait for it to come up on Jeopardy. Which if it does tomorrow, we know, Ken Jennings, you're a listener. You write all the questions.
Yeah.
You come up with them on the spot.
Everybody thinks that like they record all these episodes way ahead of time, but we know that you're waiting for How Do We Human to drop some trivia,
yep.
and we'll drop some more trivia at the end of this episode.
Oh,
maybe those questions will show up on Jeopardy.
Maybe. That'd be interesting. I mean, yeah, that'd be less us and more Quizzle, but... We know we're the influencers.
But yeah, exactly. We're the one bringing it. We're the ones bringing it to the masses. So.
It's true. Shit. I mean, have we done this?
We have. I have one last question for you. You know, I don't know if this is... on the horizon Ooh. Or in your future, but Ooh. Now that you've been to three different parties, Evan,
yes.
have you thought at all about what you hope your bachelor party, should you choose to have one, would be like?
I'm glad you asked, because this was the other thing I wanted to talk about, is that I'm like... I don't know. I feel like I've been so many different people over the years while remaining the same person. But Jocelyn and I were both just talking about that recently, where it's like, you know, 10, years ago, my answer would probably be like bar hopping, yeah, getting shit faced. But it's like, yeah, I don't know. It'd be a good excuse to get a lot of, I guess moving around makes it different, where it's like, it's a good excuse to get people from different states that I know and love and get them all together. Sure. But they're also all very different people. I will probably be drinking alcohol, but not going crazy. But who knows? Sometimes alcohol make me go nuts. I don't know.
That's a shirt.
Sometimes alcohol make me go nuts. Yeah. So I have thought about it a lot. And my answer is I don't really know. I don't know. Just a lot of friends together doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not terribly different from your bachelor party, but we'll see. I leave it. I don't know when we end up getting married, but who knows what I will want at that point in time.
Listeners, send us suggestions for what Evan should do for his bachelor party.
You've listened long enough. You know me well enough. What am I looking for? Bidets are involved.
Bidets are involved. Yeah, instead of like a spa day, and everybody goes to a like a bidet center.
I think the biggest thing for me is when I just like thought about it, you know, like the stereotype would be like Vegas, which I do love Vegas.
Sure.
But I'm almost like, man, like a destination bachelor party would be fun, but I hate to impose. And I'm just like, I don't want to ask people to, because I'm thinking like, oh man, just get a bunch of people. We all go to New Orleans or something. Eat awesome food, listen to music. That would be fucking great. That would be an awesome bachelor party. But I hate asking like multiple of my friends, like, can you spring a plane ticket to Louisiana for me? So I got to work on myself and make myself feel like I'm worth it, because that's the one time that I will be. All right. You got me thinking.
All right. Yeah. That's what this podcast is for, to get you thinking.
Food and music, those are my two loves. So New Orleans isn't a bad idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, we did it. I think we threw you a relatively successful bachelor party. There was a lot of giggling. My abs hurt, a lot of laughs. I hope everyone had a good time, and thanks again to all of you if anyone's listening. I know if I were one of the attendees and the host and groom did a podcast about it, I would listen.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
I'll count those listener numbers. I'll see you. let us know if you had a good time. Now I'm just strictly podcasting for two people.
And I promise you one of them won't.
Yes. Seems
and the other one I would say is likely to not listen, but is possible.
I don't get how people are like, it would be impossible for me not to listen to that.
Absolutely.
I would be there in a heartbeat. Why? Because I would be expecting shit talking. Because I have 100% a problem.
Yeah.
And that's what bachelor parties are all about. Getting those problems out. But you know what we don't have a problem with? Well, we have some problems with.
We'll address them in a second.
We have some problems here and there. But I would like to say we don't have problems with, I don't know, our podcast. We had some for a second, but I fixed it. We weren't updating on Pocket Cast for a minute. I got that taken care of.
Oh,
Our RSS feed changed because I had to change the website. Blah, 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 blah. Everything's fine. Everyone calm down. You can listen to this podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts, including howdowehuman.com. But you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music. And by that, I mean Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music. You see where I got confused, et cetera, et cetera. Do whatever that platform allows you. Leave us ratings, leave us reviews. This is all helpful shit, and we love to hear it, and we have low self-esteem. So say nice things, por favor.
That's our biggest problem with the podcast. It is. Not enough people are telling us that they love us.
Tell us you love us. You can also tell us you love us on our social media. We're on Instagram at How Do We Human.
We got that handle.
We're on the old Facebook at How Do We Human.
We got that handle? Hey,
believe it or not. You can also watch this video podcast. The general culture embraced vlogs so fast. What's a vodcast? Not embraceable?
I think it's embraceable.
Because as a person who does a podcast with video and works in podcasting, controversial statement, this isn't a podcast anymore. I don't think video podcasts are a thing. You're just making television, and that is what we're doing now. Anyways, you can watch that on YouTube at How Do We Human.
We got that handle.
And leave us a phone. Leave us a phone number. You can leave us an email. Yeah. You can talk to us, howdowehumanpod@gmail.com.
The best part of that handle is that it's an address.
Hey.
When I wasn't singing it, I forgot the last word.
And yeah, you can leave us a message. We have a phone number. That's fucking exciting. You can. We still haven't put it to words, but you could message us at 323-657-9896.
Call us, beep us if you want to reach us.
Ooh, let's see. 323 can spell dad. So that's a okay. Start. We're your daddies. Daddy Podbean.
Uh-huh.
Dad. Olp. Now we're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Ols 9896. Ols Wuxo. Dad Ols Wuxo.
You can remember
You'll
that.
You'll never forget it. I'll work harder on this. I'll find something that you can remember.
All right. Now, to end the episode, we have to continue our heated trivia battle.
Yeah.
We're playing to 100 points. Currently, the score is Chris with 26 and Evan with 21. So, 5-point gap. If I miss everything and Evan gets everything right, we tie our great. Scores. So let's see what 5 questions we have today. Question number 1, the fictional town of South Park is located in which U.S. state? New Hampshire, Alaska, Colorado, or Wyoming?
Hey, I know this one.
I know it as well. I hope we're picking different answers, though, because that'd
be great.
Keeps things spicy. I'm picking Colorado.
Hey, I'm picking Colorado.
Great. We both got it. Okay. What is the diameter of a golf hole? 5 inches, 4.25 inches, 3 inches, 2.5 inches. This is tough because I see you doing it as well. You have to visualize.
Yeah.
How big you think the hole is, and then can you remember like how many inches that is?
I've got experience in visualizing how big I think the hole is. I've got my guess, but yeah, I'm not great with this sort of stuff. But
me neither. I have a guess as well,
and I have my guess.
Okay. Man. I really like, we've talked about this before where, like neither of us is good at figuring out how many people are in a room.
Yes.
This is another thing that I'm not good at of like, I can visualize all the components of this question.
Absolutely.
But could not tell you what the size of them is. I'm between two answers.
I am.
And I'm kind of waffling back and forth on them. I'm gonna say 3 inches is my answer.
fantastic, because I'm going to say 2.5 inches.
Ooh, that was not the other one I was between.
Ooh, interesting.
It was 4.25.
I was so far off.
That so
I assume was your
right.
I assume that was your second answer.
No, I was between 3 and 5. I thought for sure it's going to be just an even number. But
I feel like that's a big hole.
I know. That's I told you I'm not good at imagining this.
Hey, I get it. I'm not. Yeah, whatever. You give me this one to read. You read the first two.
I know. It looked like you were still busy with something.
So Nepetalactone is the active ingredient in what pet product? Milk bones, catnip, litter, or animal sham? Animal sham. Milk bones, catnip, litter, or animal shampoo?
All right. I have absolutely no idea, but... I have a guess.
Although, is that a good guess? They're tricking me here. Nepetalactone.
Man, now that you've said it again, now I feel like maybe I have a different guess.
I'm pretty strictly between two here.
Me too.
That I feel it's got to be one of those. And I'm going to be wrong. Actually, fuck. I don't know. God, am I going with mystery door number 3 now? Nepetalactone.
Yeah.
What pet product? Nepetalactone. Fuck, man. I might be going for mystery door number 3. I don't like this. I hate this feeling.
Either. I'm still only between the two that I was between originally. I have not strayed from that.
I am going
to... The more you say it, the more I want to go with the one I didn't pick originally.
Nepetalactone.
It's going to piss me off. Like last week when I felt like I knew the answer, I went with the other one and then I was wrong. I think that's going to happen again on this question.
I'm going with litter, which was my third option.
The more you've said it, the more I've decided I'm going with milk bones.
Ooh, okay. Milk bones was never a choice of mine. I was originally between catnip and shampoo.
The whole time I've been between catnip and milk bones. Yeah, I was catnip.
Fuck. Bullshit.
What is another name for the wildebeest animal? Okapi, gnu, serval, or dik-dik?
Dick. Huh. Not positive.
Me neither.
I've heard gnu, dik-dik, and serval. But I've heard of wildebeest, and I don't know. Shit. I saw a hunt for the wildebeest. Wildebeest? Wilder people? Hunt
the
for
the wilder people.
What's the wildebeest movie?
I've seen the hunt for the wilder people.
There's a wildebeest movie. Netflix original. South of the wilder
beasts of the southern wild. Is that
yep. Now we see what happened. I'm going to go with Okapi.
I have a guess. You're going with Okapi?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with serval.
Okay. Gnu was my first answer, but what I was trying to get across is we've heard the term wildebeest, which makes me think it might be something I haven't heard. If I've heard, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a shot in the dark.
You know what? You and I have the same logic because serval's the only one I haven't heard of.
I've heard of the other three. And I don't know what it is, but let's roll. Okapi.
Let's see. It was new.
2 in a row if I'd gone with my first instinct. Damn it. So, you've given me these hard to pronounce things. Socotra, S-O-C-O-T-R-A, is an island belonging to what country? France, Qatar, Yemen, or the United Kingdom?
I have absolutely no idea.
Great.
I am between two and am leaning towards one on absolutely no basis of anything.
I'm going to say Qatar.
Okay, I'm saying Yemen.
That was my other answer. It's going to be France.
And Yemen is correct.
Damn it!
I managed to extend my lead to 6 points.
I really had a solid chance to not catch all the way up, but to shorten that gap, and I failed to listen to my gut.
Yeah, I mean, you should pat yourself on the back because you inadvertently talked me out of answering catnip.
That's great. Well, every time, unfortunately, you said... I talked myself out of it too.
Sure. But every time you said nepetalactone, I was like, oh, lact, like lactose. It must be milk related, but it was not.
No, not at all. And you know what else is milk related? You want milk for good bones, and we want milk for good buys. Give us some milk.
Nepetalact, okay, bye.
Nepetalact, okay, bye. Good bones.
Good bones.
Good bones.
Good bones.
Good bones. Where will I end this? Who knows? Good bones. One and all.